This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Guerlot. Rebecca Cruz, let's take a look at Burkina Faso in Africa. Obviously, very poor country. The latest news, 3 weeks ago, we saw the military seize power. This is not the first time this has happened. A long history of military coups in this country. Military leaders are retaining key jobs, but an interim government is now in place, and they've selected a fairly well-known seasoned diplomat in Burkina Faso to be the interim president. But this is in response to the president, the prior president's 27-year hold on power. He took, President Blaise Compaoré, took power in a military coup in 1987. But this is interesting in the sense that Burkina Faso really isn't on the front pages. We don't see a lot of instability. It's a very poor country, landlocked country, but we don't see a lot of, you know, war and conflict in this country. And yet we see, you know, 27 years later, another military coup. And this raises all kinds of questions about the future stability of Burkina Faso and what it means for its neighbors.
It's an interesting country. They do have a constitution that was put into place in 2000, and they have term limits for their president. And this is, of course, what caused the problem, because those term limits came up and the president wanted to extend them, which we often hear about. And I think this is one of the issues with having a constitution or elections that potentially legitimize an authoritarian leader, that those can sometimes work to your favor and you can show how much faux democratic support you have. But in other ways, this allows the people to point to something and say, hey, wait a minute, these are our rights. We have these abilities, and this should be more of a people-centric government. And we did start seeing protests as early as last summer, in fact, where people were getting a little bit upset with his rule. In January, we saw significant protests. And then really the last straw was him trying to change the constitution here.
Well, that's something that I guess we have to look for in other countries around the world, but certainly in Africa as we look to its neighbors, and that as that those term limits come up, what happens in terms of them trying to extend those terms and operate in an unconstitutional way. So countries like Liberia, Rwanda, Tanzania, Sierra Leone, for example, are all countries that are coming up pretty soon on term-limited rulers. And so are we likely to see the same thing there?
Well, it's really hard to say, but we need to keep an eye on what happens in Burkina Faso going forward. As you mentioned, this was a military coup, but they put a diplomat in power in the interim government, and we will see then if those elections that they are calling for actually take place and if those look fairly legitimate, and maybe that will be a signpost for other countries in the region.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca, for being here today.
Thank you.